You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hey. Glad you're here. TJ's Podcast, two radio legends trying to make it in the podcast world, talking about things that are interesting to us, because if it's interesting to us, it's interesting to you. We're going to make it that. This is my little friend Riggins.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. That's my little buddy over here.
Hey.
We're going to start today with some stupid celebrity stuff. Riggins had a question this morning. The question was, who has ever had anything bad to say about Barefoot Contessa?
Who?
Ina Gartner. Well, I have. I mean,
have you?
Nothing like, you know, about her being up to no good or anything, but just that. You know, her shows and her type of cooking and all was just not interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know, because I love cooking shows. And right, before there was cooking on social media, I was Mr. Cooking Show and loved Food Network and all of that. I never liked her show.
People say, oh, I wish they would bring back the old Food Network.
Yeah, I do
too. The old shows like that.
Yeah. But what they started doing is getting into too many competition shows and,
yeah,
you know, all of that. My favorite shows on the old Food Network were Emerald Live.
Yeah.
That was probably, a tie for Emerald Live and Good Eats.
Yeah.
On Food Network. I liked, Everyday Italian.
Oh.
You know, with Giada.
Giada. That's my girl. She's been in the news a lot lately this week.
What'd she do other than, be adorable?
Yeah, she's just talking about why she left Food Network and how it was really, what was the word she used? Really challenging.
Yeah.
I bet.
I didn't care much for Bobby Flay because it was competition.
Yeah.
You know, I never liked the competition shows.
Eat Bobby Flay.
Yeah. I used to like Tyler Florence.
Yeah,
his show. Good. His old show on there. But anyway, I never had anything to say badly about Barefoot Contessa, about Ina Gartner, as far as she's a bee or anything like that.
No.
Just didn't find her show as interesting. It wasn't my cup of tea. But there's a woman here on the TikTok, a young woman who wears big headphones, yeah, walking down the street and talking into her phone. And she's got this information about Ina Gartner I never knew.
Garten.
Garten, not Gartner, Garten. I never knew that. So I was shocked to hear it.
Does anyone else think there's something sketchy about Little Miss Barefoot Contessa over here?
Oh my God, it's so fun. I'm going to ruin so many people's nights. Ina Garten, Little Miss Barefoot Contessa, we all know and love. It's not funny. Turned down a Make-A-Wish kid, a 6-year-old leukemia patient named Enzo, who asked 2 times to just do a cooking session with her, and she turned him down twice. When news inevitably broke about this is around 2011, she tried to reach back out to this cancer kid's family and the Make-A-Wish Foundation and be like, wait, I'll do it. And they said, never mind.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yikes.
And I don't know that to be true.
I don't know.
should have said that to begin with. That this, we don't. I didn't look up the documentation of that. But let me go back to something else. I can't believe I left this out of my list of old Food Network shows. Paula Deen's show.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean that was right up there with Emerald and Good Eats for me. But first of all, a 6-year-old boy. I get that he likes to cook and stuff like that, but why would he pick her?
Why would you pick
of
her?
Of all of the TV chefs.
Kind of a snob.
Yeah, it doesn't Hamptons. Seem like she's, yeah, she doesn't seem like a, it's like the same with Martha Stewart. You wouldn't picture Martha Stewart to be a warm type of, now, Emeril, if you picked Emeril, Emeril's like big personality. Come on in. He's actually written cookbooks for kids. Things like that.
Guy Fieri going in the Camaro to one of his diners, drive-ins and dives.
Mm-hmm. Even like Paula Deen would be great. Sure. But I just don't. She's just so monotone. What's her husband's name?
Jeffrey.
And I'm going to have this ready for Jeffrey when he gets home.
I'm making a fabulous pasta for when Jeffrey gets home with his friends. He loves roast chicken on Friday nights.
So, but I wonder what her reasoning was for not doing it. You think it could have been because if I do one, I'm going to have to do, because, you know, kids love me so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
I'll have to do 1,000 of them a day if I do one.
It's not like it's happening on a daily basis that she's getting a request from Make-A-Wish. You're not John Cena. So, yeah, I think that's crazy.
If it's true.
Well, I did quickly Google.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it does appear to be true. I just can't find the time. We're going to use a good mayonnaise here. It's very important. But yeah, also, 6-year-old. What 6-year-old is watching that?
And you know, maybe that's what she said. This 6-year-old doesn't really want to spend the day with me. This is his mom who's a fan wanting, you know, to use her kid to, you know. And we've dealt with that before.
Sure.
You know, as big time radio celebrities. Where, you know, the moms would reach out to us to say, you know, come, my kids' preschool class would love it if you guys came and talked to them about radio and all that. And we'd get there and the kids had no idea who we were, but all the moms were lined up in the back of the room laughing, taking pictures and stuff, which is fine. Okay, I love to be appreciated by the mamas.
Absolutely.
You know, in love with the mamas, addicted to the commas. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a crazy update. So when ABC News wrote the story about how she turned him down twice because of scheduling issues, she's very busy. Make-A-Wish Foundation spokesperson said, the family's moving on. He's actually going to fulfill his dream to swim with the dolphins. So Ina Garten, you're a real piece of crap. That's what he really wanted. You know, he's like, you know what? I'd be fine swimming with the dolphins as well. Oh, gosh. That must have made her feel this tall.
Would it, though?
Maybe.
I'm asking that seriously because I know nothing about her personality. I've never seen her interviewed on any. The only thing I know about her is just clips that I've seen of her show when I would turn it on Food Network back in the day, as the kids say. And she would be on, and then I'd watch for a second, and then I'd move on to something else.
We know she
doesn't
have any kids of her own.
She doesn't.
She seems pretty, from what you can gather, she seems pretty icy.
She's a little stoic, is she?
A little stoic, a little cool, a little like Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
You know? But
bless.
And my brother had cancer when he was 6 years old, 7 years old. And I'm like, why didn't he get a Make-A-Wish? They never, I don't know.
I think you have to be terminal.
Oh, do you have to be on your deathbed?
It used to be that way. Not on your deathbed, but you had to be terminal. Because it's supposed to be like your last big wish, which makes it even worse if that's the case. If I could be wrong about how Make-A-Wish works, but I always thought it was their last wish.
I was about to get mad at my brother. I'm like, I could have met somebody cool through you.
Yeah.
If you had just...
And you remember... when I was so into all of that stuff and Paula Deen came to the show.
Yeah.
And the girl that worked on the staff at the radio station at that time was a huge fan. And she came in and just started monopolizing all of Paula's time, like during the breaks when I'm trying to talk to her about stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like up in her face, and then when you do this and this and this and this, I was like, somebody get her out of here.
Hey, please, this is my time.
Yeah.
This is my time.
Am I baby up there too?
Yeah.
Get a picture with Paula Deen?
Sure. Is there a person, like, if God forbid you're on your last legs, is there somebody, like one person you'd be like, I'd really like to meet them before I go? That's alive, you know, not like Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. I don't think.
Like get a little FaceTime with, I don't know, John Kennedy or something.
Senator John Kennedy?
Senator. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Really?
No. Because I live in that world of, if I like a celebrity or I admire them, that if I met them, they would not live up to, or they would not be nice, you know? Now, in the business, when I meet celebrities, if we've interviewed them or whatever, that's one thing. But if I'm just dying to meet a celebrity and I met them, it would probably be like, oh. Will Ferrell wasn't that way, though. He was very, very cool. Super, super nice to us. But I can't think of any that I would want to chance that with, to think. Like, I've always been a huge, huge fan of Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Jerry Seinfeld would be cool to meet and hang out with. I mean, I just don't. You know,
he might be a little nicer considering you're on your, you know, your last night. He might put on a happy face and try to tell you some jokes, but maybe not.
And it may be because, I know he's as cynical as I am.
Yeah.
And so,
what's the deal with all these tubes?
But when somebody is, who is cynical and sarcastic all the time, and then they're serious about something, then it's kind of hard to break through and go, oh, you're not serious or anything like that. Or it's hard to take them seriously when they are being genuine and excited about, you know, and childlike, you know, in wonderment.
Sure.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe I would like Alton Brown.
Yeah, that'd be cool. He'd be fun.
Yeah.
He'd be fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or he could be one of those, you know, brainy.
Yeah.
You know, is only fun in front of the camera or doing something.
Yeah.
Could
yeah.
just be like a nerd, complete nerd.
Sure.
That's not friendly.
Yeah. Nothing worse than that.
Yeah, especially when you're about to die.
Yeah.
You don't want to be disappointed right before you die.
You're a nerd and you're not friendly?
Yeah. Oof. All right, so we'll take a break. We got more coming up. We're going to do the Graham Slam in a few minutes, so hang on for that.
TJ's Podcast.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Yo. Okay, we do something called the Graham Slam every day. It's where we go around the internets, your TikToks and whatnot. And we break it down. That's what we do, man. We break it down. We're basically social media analysts. When you think that would be something we would be considered, Riggins, social media analysts?
Yeah, in some ways.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
Radio legends doing a podcast while being social media analysts.
I like it.
Analysts.
Yeah.
So one of the one of the very few wholesome things that goes on in our popular culture right now that is trendy is how much people have grown to love people who are on the autism spectrum. My wife and I and my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael will get together and watch those Love on the Spectrum shows. Just heartwarming and fun, funny. There's a guy from the last edition of that who lives in South Carolina. He's in the Clemson area. His name's Tanner. And we're constantly talking about Tanner because he's so sweet and everything that happens to him, he's just wide-eyed, and it's just so great. And he's such a sweet, mannerly guy. And then there are also those that, because each person acts differently, people who are living with autism. And sometimes the fun part of it is just how honest they are, you know. And this is the case of a woman in Alabama whose mother is going in for surgery, and she has her son with her that's on the spectrum, and she's gotten him to wish the grandmother good luck with her surgery and all of that. And it is so funny. Listen.
Nina, hope you don't die while doing surgery. But if you do, it's perfectly fine with me.
It's not fine with me. We're praying for you this morning, and we love you.
It's perfectly fine. I hope you don't die. Yeah. But if you do, it's perfectly fine. And that, you know, that is just a textbook of what a lot of the people on those shows love on the spectrum. If you haven't seen it, it's a Netflix reality show where these adults who are on the spectrum, there's a matchmaker service that's trying to find them, companions.
Yeah.
And it really is good.
What's the is her name Abby?
Yeah, she's become really famous. Star? Yeah,
she's got it. I think she. I saw an ad pop up with her, and I think she's promoting L'Oreal.
Yeah,
or like a major beauty brand, just doing her makeup. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is awesome.
And she's another one that's just brutally honest and all. But I think she had started a little bit of a social media following before she was on the show.
Yeah.
And she's one of the success stories from, you know, being hooked up in the relationship. Her boyfriend's name is David, and they were fixed up on the show. And when you watch the show, you kind of get the idea, because I think they were on two seasons, both seasons of the America version. When you see the show, you automatically go, oh, David's family must have some money.
Yeah.
Because every time he sees her, he's bringing her another gift. And they're both obsessed with the Lion King and Disney and all of that. So his family took her family on a big safari in Africa and all these kinds of things. And so they are together and smoochy and all of that. But yeah, she's the same way, and she'll tell him, I don't like this. Or, you know, talking to her mom and saying, you know, she doesn't like something, or her mom should do this or do that. But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of them, you'll say, well, they went on their date or whatever, they've decided to just be friends and all that, but they're still together. This is my boyfriend. This is my girlfriend.
That's awesome.
They probably end up getting married someday. That's amazing. But yeah, she's probably rolling in it now.
I think so. Yeah, because her videos pop up all the time on my For You page. And yeah, the other day I thought L'Oreal, it's like a major beauty brand.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. That's
but,
awesome.
Can you imagine when you're dating a girl, every time you see her, you take her a gift, a nice gift? That'd be great to be able to do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I think in some of the episodes now, I've seen her when she sees him coming up to her house or whatever. What'd you bring me?
Yeah, just like expecting a gift.
You got. You don't want to spoil them like that. That's the thing. You don't want to spoil them. Because I know a guy who sends his wife a dozen roses every Friday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Have they been married a long time?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What does she do with last week's roses?
I don't know. But he says that, you know, it's to the point where she expects it. And if something were to happen, and he said, I've never missed a Friday, but if I did, she would think that I'd been in an accident or something.
I bet you would, just like it were anything else. Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so she probably just throws out the old one. She's like, well, I'm going to have new ones every Friday. I'll just be awesome. Red roses?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Whatever she likes.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you're able to do stuff like that, I think that's great.
Yeah, there is Rayleigh.
There is Rayleigh?
Mm-hmm.
Is she fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I guess, do they have roses in Israel?
I have no idea.
Maybe that's one of the big draws.
Never seen that. Never seen these before. I want them every week.
You're going to go to America, and when we get there, if you support me in this move, I'll give you roses every Friday.
Yeah, that's every incredible. Week. Does Jody like flowers?
She does. She doesn't like roses.
Yeah, my mom doesn't either.
And she likes a whatever seasonal bouquet.
Yeah.
And she would rather me just bring them home than have them delivered and all of that kind of stuff.
Something kind of impersonal about just having them delivered. Mm-hmm. But I mean, still an incredible gesture.
Yeah.
But to have them hand delivered is more meaningful.
And she's all into orchids. We got orchids all over the house now. My friend Mark got her into that.
Yeah, I hate orchids. I do hate them.
Are they creepy?
They're creepy. They have roots that grow, outside of the dirt. And they need a stick. I just don't like them. But people that love orchids are obsessed with orchids.
They also need tiny hair clips on them.
Yeah, they got to stake them to the thing. And you water them with ice cubes, I've seen. I don't know. It's like,
no, you're not supposed to do that. That's a myth. Yeah. Okay. A lot of people have done that and thinking that that's the thing to do. But my friend Mark is an orchid expert.
Yeah.
And he said, you think about it, they're tropical plants. So you wouldn't put ice on tropical plants. You know, you don't do that. And there's a certain way you can cut them when they die and make them bloom again. And it's just, it's a science project basically.
Yeah.
All the time. But she had one that died out, and handsome husband Michael was making fun of her about it. So she went into the bedroom and got one that we had just bought that was all bloomy and everything. And she put it in that place, and then he came over the next week, and she was like, look, Michael, you said that my orchid wasn't going to come back. And he looked at it, and he goes, that's a different orchid.
Don't try to trick me.
The pot's a different color. What are you doing?
That's funny.
Yeah, but that guy that in, I don't remember the town, but anyway, in North Carolina, he is the orchid expert, and he provides the orchids for the Masters every year. I told you that. Mm-hmm. He'll take them back. Like if they die, he'll give you so much money back for them toward another orchid.
That's awesome.
Because then he knows how to get them to bloom again, and he resells them. So think about how much. I bet he was wanting to do that all the time for people. Hey, make sure if it dies, you bring it back, and I'll give you half your money back for it.
Yeah.
Then he resells it at full price. All he's got to do is just clip it and let it wait a few days because he knows how to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. When I worked in the grocery store, there was a floral department, and they had the hottest girl working there. And she wasn't super busy all day because she was in the floral department.
Yeah.
So she would stand behind the counter and just kind of fiddle with the leaves every once in a while. I'm like, is that her whole job, is to just kind of blow up balloons and poke at the flowers, the 10 potted plants that are over there? And they're like, yeah, I need that job. She was so hot and didn't talk to anybody.
Flower girl.
Oh, she stole my heart.
Are they generally hot, though?
I don't know.
Grocery stores and all?
I don't know. She was hot, though. She was real hot.
Yeah, you would think there's not a lot to do in the floral department of a grocery store. Because, I mean, the selection of it is... Whatever. You do have to blow up the balloons.
You got
to
blow up like 5 balloons every day. And then, just poke around, cut off any dead flowers, and you're done.
And that's all she did. She didn't stock shelves or anything when she wasn't.
She'd flirt with the produce guy every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
He was a big, ugly ogre. I'm like, what are you seeing him? Because you don't even give me the time of day. And I'm like young and slightly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Maybe she just looked at him as being safe.
Yeah, maybe.
And you as being dangerous.
Maybe. It wasn't the coolest look to have an apron on.
You don't think?
Pushing carts in the store.
With baby doo-doo in them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you about. So Regan said something this morning on our regular old radio show that that he had to do when he was working at the grocery store. So I want to find out more about that. It wasn't a pleasant job.
No.
It doesn't sound like. So we'll do that next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's Podcast.
So, my buddy Riggins.
Hey. Hey, y'all. Here's what we're doing today.
He used to work at a grocery store. Would it be considered a mega mart or no? Probably not. The grocery store you worked at?
Mega mart. I don't know what would qualify as a mega mart. I don't think so.
I think it's a grocery store that's really, really big.
Oh.
I think. And then part of his job was to go collect the shopping carts, a.k.a. buggies, you know, to a lot of my southern brethren and sistren, buggies. He would get them, and then sometimes in the little seat where the babies are, they had blowout diapers and accidents in the grocery cart, and you had to clean it.
Yeah.
Knowing you and being around you for so many years, I cannot even imagine you doing that.
Really?
No, I just can't. I would imagine I would come closer to believing that the first time it ever happened, you went out to collect the grocery carts in the rack out in the parking lot, and you saw one had doo-doo in it, and you told the manager, and he said, well, you're going to have to clean that, or she said, you're going to have to clean that. Then you just saying, I quit.
Well, I had to clean the bathrooms, too. I've had to clean the bathrooms at every job except for this one.
But that's a little different than just knowing that sometimes. You're directly cleaning poop off of a solid surface.
Yeah, it happens more than I expected because I've had to deal with poop a couple of times.
Yeah. So how would you clean it?
So you take it to the back around the store. Don't bring it in through the front. Right. Take it to the back. Hose it down.
Okay, first. I didn't know if y'all had a hose back there.
Yeah. Because that's how you'd fill up the mop buckets and stuff. You'd go to the back, and they had this maintenance section of the warehouse part. And, you'd hose it off first, and then you had this sort of indiscriminate cleaning product that they purchased, and it was blue in color, and you would douse the whole thing.
And that's not so bad if you had a hose.
Yeah, we got a hose to hose it. Yeah, it wasn't like scraping it off with our fingernails. But it was disgusting because you had to wheel it all the way back in, and it stunk. It was sitting out in the sun. You know, it's metal. Yeah, so it would reek. And especially if it was like the fifth one in there, of the stack of carts.
And probably sometimes would get on other ones.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, so you bring them all, you hose them down, you spray them off, and then set it to the side to dry. And then I don't know that they went back into rotation immediately. I think it was just kind of keep this in the section with the other broken carts. And then when the maintenance people come every 6 months to a year, they collect them and bring them back.
Yeah, I would see, though, if you're disinfecting it with the cleaner and all of that, it could go back in.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe they just didn't trust me. Like, we'll double check your work.
Yeah, we'll get somebody else to give it a once over.
Yeah. It was nasty.
So, we were talking about that and Riggins advising people not to put food in the little section where children sit.
That's the tip.
Sit and shit is what they do.
Sit and don't ever do it, because I don't care. Even if you know that there was poop on that surface, you would never use that in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, never put your food in that section, you know, up front, which you see everybody doing until they know that little fact.
Yeah.
And especially if you go to the grocery store and you go to the first section, which oftentimes is produce.
Yeah. And deli.
And deli. Produce, deli, you know, and
those rotisserie chickens.
Absolutely. Hopefully you put your produce in those plastic bags, but some people don't. You know, they'll grab a pineapple, sit it right in there, or a watermelon, a can.
Bananas.
Bananas.
You ever put bananas in a bag?
Never.
I don't either.
Never. So just be careful. Could be feces on there.
Ugh.
That wasn't the craziest thing, though, that I had to do at that job. The other crazy thing was bringing the cookies out to put at the front, the free cookies, and watch like a line form, like it was a Costco sample.
Oh, yeah.
People waiting for, I'm like, they're out of the freezer. These are rock hard, and you're sitting there waiting for the new cookies to be put out.
Adults.
Yeah.
Now, who would get the free cookies and be more rabid about the free cookies? Moms with little kids or old people? Every That's time I'm question. In that store yeah. and there's the free cookie thing sits out there, and the grocery store that we're talking about has their little mascot is a dragon.
Yeah.
And it's the dragon, cartoon dragon, and it says
kids of all ages.
Kids of all ages. And then something about take one or
please,
something.
Yeah, please leave something for the next kid in line yeah. or something along those lines.
Right. So they had to put kids of all ages because so many adults were, and this is to show you how pathetic our society is, so many adults were bitching about not being able to get a free cookie.
Right.
That the kids are supposed to be eating. It's put there to help parents keep their kids under control while they're in the grocery store. Yep. Give them a cookie, just let them settle down, let them, you know, let them look forward to coming to the grocery store. Just like when banks give out suckers, you know, yeah. for the kids in the drive-thru. But adults
abusing the system, abusing the free item. It was just disgusting.
So they had to put that of all ages
yeah.
on there to try to let them know this is just for kids, but you know, kids of all ages, if you're an adult and you must have one, then we can't stop you.
Exactly. And
but it always the old people though doing it.
So there was two different problems. So it was definitely the mom with the kids that would abuse the cookie thing because they'd take, well, I got kids at home or something. Yeah. They'd grab a stack of them. And it's like, it's not against the rules, but come on, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
The old people, we had a system where if you used your loyalty card, you would earn points towards, and I don't even know if they do this anymore. You get like a new crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
Or a tent, you know, like outdoor party tent.
Yeah, we've gotten some good prizes from that.
Sure. And my grandparents used to use it all the time. But the old people would give you the hassles when they're using that card. They wanted to make sure that their points were being added to their account. So it would be the same people every time. And you scan my card, right? Because I'm earning points. And you go, yes, I'm sure. And I was a bagger. I wasn't even ringing up their stuff. But they'd make the point to bring it up to each of us, the cashier and the bagger. And that's going on my point. That's going on my card, right? Those points, because I'm trying to get yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Constant. So
yeah, less just want to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. Not cheating me out of anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Old people have their own issues. Can I get double paper? Double paper bags for my groceries. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to kill you. And not too heavy. Okay, great. So you want 45 bags for your 6 cans of Campbell's soup? Crazy. But it was a learning experience. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you're doing something where you're in the middle of the general public, there's no better lesson that you can learn about dealing with society.
And the quick turnover of customers, like bam, bam, bam. It was interesting interactions every day. I loved it.
Yeah. But then you do have the regulars and you know, okay, here comes double bag.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, here's a double bagger.
Real pain in the ass.
But I mean, standing there and taking a stack of cookies, the free cookies, and saying, I have kids at home. Well, they're not for your kids at home.
Yeah.
These kids you got with you in the store should be eating a cookie right now. So the ones at home aren't even going to know that they missed out on cookies. And if they want cookies, they'll come with you to the grocery store.
We sell them. If you want to bring food home, you're in a grocery store. That's the whole point of this operation. It's for the patient kid that has to go with his mom or dad shopping.
Yeah.
Give him a little cookie to tide him over.
We we had this this woman when we were doing remote appearances and stuff for the radio station. Every Saturday, she would, during the week, she would find out where every radio station in town was going to be doing a remote broadcast, like at a car dealership or, you know, when you'll hear, it used to be more than it is now. On Saturdays, you would hear the radio station out on location at car dealerships, at appliance stores, at, you know, just various businesses, furniture stores. And this woman would find out every radio station in town where they were going to be. And all of these setups, they have sponsors who provide food. Like there'll be free pizza from Pizza Hut at this one. There'll be barbecue from, you know, Boss Hogg's Barbecue at this one. And, you know, all of them had different sponsors. She would take her kids. I know you know this story, Riggins. I'm telling to the peoples. Take her kids and Tupperware containers to every one of these appearances and fill them up with the free food that they had at these radio station remote broadcasts. Just, hey. And she, you know, everybody knew her. She didn't care. No shame. Right. All the radio people knew her. Okay, here comes. And I don't know why no one ever told her, you can't take stuff to go. You can't come in here and just fill up Tupperware containers full of stuff.
Was she hard up? I mean,
No.
Just
the same type of person that's going to grab a dozen of the free cookies that the kids are there in the store to eat. That type of person. Like, if it's free, I'm going to get it till they tell me to stop. There's no shame.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And then they, you know, they're also the type that would throw it back at you if you try to tell them, look, you can't have all of that. You didn't say that. You said, we've got free Pizza Hut. Come by and get your free Pizza Hut.
It just makes you lose faith in humanity.
Now, if it's a contest on the radio, there are limitations. You can only win, so many days. Like, if you win, you got to wait.
Yeah.
I think it's 30 days before you can play another contest or win another contest. But not with this stuff. It's just go get all you want.
If it's free, it's for me.
Yeah. Man. You look at people like that more with disgust or pity?
Disgust. Because you know better.
Mm-hmm.
Pity is
just taking advantage of something.
Yeah. Pity is reserved for really people down on their luck. And
That don't know any better.
They don't know any better. And that's disgust.
But no, she wasn't down on her luck.
Yeah, that's just embarrassing. And the fact that nobody, I mean, I give you credit for biting your lip or biting your tongue, but God, it would be hard for me. I'm like, you do this every.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't our place to do it. You know, it was the, you know, the manager's place there, or whoever was in charge of the setup out there. We're just the ones talking.
Yeah, most of the times I get into trouble, it's not my place to say something, and I just can't help myself. It's never my place to say anything.
Now, is that worse or than the lady when we were on the radio in Huntsville, Alabama? Every morning we did a birthday contest. It's called the Birthday Balls, and the station owner, when we got hired, he said, I'm not going to tell you anything you have to do or don't have to do when it comes to, you know, picking out your content or any of that. But you have to keep my birthday balls contest. And it was one other thing that he liked that was he thought was good. And it was. So every morning at a certain time, we'd reach into a box full of ping pong balls that had numbers on them and draw out. You know, today's birthday for $110. We gave away $110 every morning. No, $104. I'm sorry, because it was 104.3. So $104. Today's birthday is August 5th. August 5th, if that's your birthday, you got however many minutes to call and whatnot. So there was a woman who would sit there every morning and listen for that contest, and she had a list of all her friends' birthdays and family members and all of that. And if one of those birthdays got called, she would call and we'd recognize her voice every time. What is your name? And then she would give her friend's name and then say, when is your birthday? August 5th. Congratulations, you won $104. So then her friend, who's working, not listening to the radio, would come pick up her money and probably split it with the lady, or maybe even just keep the $104 herself. But yeah, she always, you could tell her voice, because, you know, we had that thing, say, what's your favorite radio station? And it was the same way every time. 104.3 WZYP. But you can't prove it.
Yeah. It'd be to me, as the program director, I'd be like, we got to switch up the game a little bit. If she ends up winning so much, like, is there a tweak we can do to make it? I don't know. But I guess, you know what's, I guess the lesson is that scammers will find a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that want to take advantage of a system will find a way.
Yeah. Because she knew that was wrong. It's not how the game was intended to be played. Sure.
It's dishonest.
104.3 WZYP.
No, this is Jerry.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, I swear it is. It's annoying.
So many times I wanted to say, wait, I thought the other day when you called, you said your name was Sarah.
Yeah. And
today your name's Judy.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, she was,
no. Mm. Uh-uh.
You have me mistaken. WZYP. All right, that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening and watching and doing all you do. Don't forget to go fill out the survey at acetj.com/fanatico to become an official TJ Fanatico. We would appreciate that. Big events coming, hopefully, for you to be getting special invitations for. You notice I said invitations and not invites. Oof. Because invitation is a noun and invite is a verb. Don't get that mixed up, please. So annoying. consult is also a verb, not a noun. So you don't go for a consult. You go for a consultation. Got more of this. If you want more of this type of stuff, then I can really satisfy and scratch that itch for you. All right. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.